Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And you can also hear us on your favorite podcast platform. In the meantime, we're going to hear the homily that I gave in regards to the reading on what are the two most important commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. This obviously comes from Matthew because that's who we are looking at this year. So let us hear the homily I gave at the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, where, by the way, you have a standing invitation to come to join us for Mass and also to help us to build our parish. So consider that if you're in the Boston area. So let's switch over to the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony.
Every culture has certain rules that they live by, and certain things they allow and they don't allow. Like for us as Americans, there are two rules that when people break them, we get very upset. One of them is cutting in line. There's a study that found when people cut in line, it absolutely sends us through the roof. Yes, I can agree. Another one actually, and I've had to teach this to people who don't speak English, speaking a foreign language in front of us drives us nuts. Now, since I speak three languages, I'm quite familiar with what people are saying, so it doesn't bother me. But it's very common. We used to have an issue in the Navy where it became a real struggle. And in some companies, they say, please don't do that. Well, one of the reasons is some people think that if you're speaking a foreign language in front of someone, you're speaking about them. And a Puerto Rican friend of mine said, I have no more important things to do than to speak about other people. So I was on the T one time, and these two people were speaking Spanish, and this person asked me, what are they saying? And I said, well, the first one is saying she's going to go to the store and buy eggs, and the second one is saying, well, when you find out how much they are, call me, because I want to buy some eggs too. I may buy some eggs too. And then I went, they're not talking about you. And it's kind of the reality of certain laws that we need that happen in our for different reasons and how we respect other people. Well, Jesus gives us two simple laws, really simple. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you live those two simple laws, you will have peace in the world. It's that simple. Think of what's going on in the Middle East. We saw what happened on October 7th, and we saw the great war that happened, the great atrocities that happened. And if people asked, why did you do this to Hamas? They would say, well, we did this because Israel did X, Y, and Z. And we go to Israel and say, did you do X, Y, and Z? And they said, yes, we did X, Y, and Z because Hamas did A, B, and C. And we go to Hamas and say, did you do A, B, and C? Well, yes, we did A, B, and C. And it would go back and forth and back and forth. And it's something, I don't know if they teach this in the local universities for international relations. I've never taken that course. But I would be willing to bet someone said, everything you want to know about international relations you can learn when you're 3 years old in a sandbox, because we treat others with respect and people treat us with respect. So if we lived those two laws, if everyone lived those two laws, there would be peace in the world. One of the fascinating things, really tragic, but it was fascinating that this happened, was on October 7th, when we saw this great atrocities, people were saying, they were screaming Allah Akbar, I don't know if I pronounced that right, which means God is great in Arabic. Well, if that's your sign that your God is great, then your God and my God are not the same God. And one of the things I realized reflecting on this is the people who should be saying God is great are not the people doing what they think God wants them to do. It's the people who see others doing what God wants them to do, and it is so powerful and so good that they are the ones who scream out, God is great. And that's what we're called to do. Do what pleases God and do what pleases our neighbor. And usually what pleases our neighbor usually pleases God. And there you go. Very simple. Do what pleases God, do what pleases our neighbor. it pleases our neighbor, it chances are pleases God. And those two things are really powerful. And of course, part of it we're doing right here. It's an interesting thing that's part of the international scene on this, because we all know that Iran is a theocracy, and it's representing, I guess they're backing Hamas. That doesn't mean that that represents the Muslim faith by any stretch in the imagination, but they're backing Hamas. Okay, we are, in the United States, we don't have a connection to religion. It's the nature of our Constitution, as you all know. So our official position is secular, and this is something that Alexander Dugin has brought up, but we're secular, so we don't represent a God as Americans in any kind of interaction. But who represents our God on the international stage? You and I, because we're the ones that are called to live as servants of God. And so in doing so, we're the ones that are called to live those commandments in our neighborhood and all the way up. We even may want to do some kind of a rosary procession of some type to say, this is the way we represent our God, who is Christ, to the world, and we don't do those other things. And if we do, we are in sin. So we look at that. That's one of the things that we're called to do. And how do we represent that when we're in our home and when we're outside at work, when we're doing whatever? We do the best we can, I'll talk about that in a second, to those two commandments. Now, I have to be honest with you, one of the things that I have learned about those two commandments and doing the best we can is the best I can to live those two commandments when I'm in transit is to take a train, because I am a very grouchy driver. And seriously, I best I can take a train. But we have to live in that way so that God's name may be glorified. And if God's name is glorified, he's glorified by us doing two things. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com, at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. Don't forget to tell others where they can find our program. You can hear us on WROL 950 AM and WROLradio.com at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. We then podcast the program on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear us at our parish website, Saint, that's S-T, AnthonyAlston.org. That is SaintAnthonyAlston.org. Let others know where you can find us and spread the word about the Catholic Audio Media podcast. We're back, and so we're talking about how to live those commandments. And as you can see, especially in light of what I was saying, the news where people were doing terrible atrocities and screaming Allah Akbar, where we as Christians, as Catholics and other Christians, our role is to be doing things that glorify God so that others are screaming God is great, which is Allah Akbar means. In other words, yes, this Lord who has done great things for us, we consider great. And that might be why one of the interesting things that we see in the New Testament is miracles. And what was the reason for miracles at the time? It was to illustrate to those who didn't believe that God had come in their midst. And remember, of course, the name Jesus, originally Manuel, means God is with us. God is among us. So we understand that that was the original intention of miracles, which is a powerful thing. Miracles are there for the unbelievers to be able to see powerful things and see God is great. So as Christians, how we respond is people who seek to do God's will. And what is God's will? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. And when we are doing that, then we can do it in a way that will reveal that our God is great because we are acting in powerful ways for other people, even people we may not like, even people who are enemies who do not like us, and even people who may not even know us. If we're doing things like that, then that's the thing to get other people to scream, God is great. Because we recognize that our doing God's will is something powerful. And we're called to do that. And remember, you can't do that without prayer. Prayer is absolutely essential. We have to be people of prayer. And we have to be people who do God's will. Well, we'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. And remember, serve the Lord. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.